Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well. Good morning out there, everybody. And thank you once again, Isaiah, for that warm, gracious, and wonderful introduction. And really appreciate you as a grandson being able to introduce this radio show to the listening audience. And we have had over 70,000 people have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101 since we've been in existence, truly making this listener-supported radio. And we want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. We had some great shows last week. And if you go back through our site, you will see the shows that we had last week. We had Ms. Victoria Falk was able to interview Mr. David Murphy of a new international and national newspaper called National Black Unity News. Cynthia Jahi did her show again around peace and how to let your peace flow. So, you know, two great shows last week. And looking for some great shows this week as we're getting our schedule together for this week. And it kicks off today with my show, which is Manifestation of Freedom, the Manifestation of Freedom. And this is a very, very heavy topic here because there's certain things that we need to understand when we talk about the manifestation of freedom. And when we talk about freedom, I talk about freedom. I look at freedom first perspective. I look at it from perspective of personal freedom. Then next is collective freedom, because it's hard to have the personal without the collective, because you we're social beings. We interact with other people. But we all should have our own personal freedom in terms of what the moral minimums in our lives, in terms of how we choose to live in the things that we choose to do, and then also knowing what exists in terms of collective freedom, in terms of if participating in group activities, where can that lead me and what is freedom for that group, and how will it be dealt with in terms of as people come there to deal with their own personal freedom issues as they move towards getting freedom. I thought about very deeply again one of the songs that comes to my mind is a song from movie Serafina. They have a song in there where the theme is freedom is coming tomorrow. And it's real upbeat. But you can see the vision and the hope in the young people as they're looking for that collective freedom, which will help to be able to define their personal freedom. And so I got some main points I want to cover this morning as we talk about this whole issue of freedom. So when we start to talk about personal freedom, we cannot even begin to deal with personal freedom without having knowledge of ourselves. And so there's four key areas in terms of knowledge of ourselves. First, number one is knowledge of the human nature or our human makeup. And so, you know, we need to know about our psychological selves, our sociological selves. You know, how do we socialize? How do we think? What's our psychology? What's going on in our minds? Very, very important. And then also understanding the natural aspects of who we are. So that leads us to the knowledge of nature, our patterns, and the environments in which we live. See, this is like the study of science and mathematics. We need to understand nature. And the ancients have done a had done a great job in understanding nature, studying the stars, moon, and the planets. And this was way before you even had telescopes and stuff. Is that, you know, the people, they were so in tune that they was able to understand enough about the nature of the environment that we're in terms of this cosmos, that they was able to predict, come up with seasons. That's why we have fall, winter, spring, summer, because people were able to think and see because they understood the natural aspect of life. And so we need to understand that. I do a lot of gardening, and so I know from keeping certain weeds out of the garden helps my plants to be able to grow, figuring out ways to keep certain critters out of the garden helps the plants be able to survive, because I got right now, I got a rabbit that comes through, doesn't give my collard greens a chance to grow. I'm chopping them down, chopping them down. Of course, he doesn't mess with my tomatoes or my peppers. But I know it's a rabbit because I can tell by the pattern, and when I look at the ground, I can tell by the imprint of the feet marks or the paws. So, but again, understanding nature, and this is tied into again understanding ourselves, is that we're going to have to understand nature and knowing what to eat. You know, move towards that personal freedom, the thing that you want to be able to do. Because if you don't take care of your body, then you're going to have a hard time if you got health issues. You know, health issues stem from the standard American diet. Now, break down what is the standard American diet. Take that down. Let's take it down and look at first word, standard, second word, American, last word, diet. And the standard American diet is said, it really is sad because people eat that make them unhealthy or overeat, overindulge. Because the standard American diet, you know, most people don't eat a lot of fruits, vegetables, and nuts. Fruit, vegetables, and nuts. And that's really all you really need. Everything else is like a luxury, but that's a whole nother topic. But the main thing I'm getting at is that if you don't take care of your body, then your body is going to deteriorate faster. And your body is going to deteriorate. It's just a matter of what rate of acceleration does it deteriorate at, because part of the other aspect of understanding yourself is understanding the knowledge and origins of oneself. This is usually the study of the history of oneself as a human being and the development of civilization. So, you know, knowing from whence I came. And when we do that, that also leads to another key aspect, is the knowledge of God, or the knowledge in terms of a spiritual system or spiritual way of belief. And that's important, because as human beings build civilizations, they have their own spiritual beliefs. And when people get conquered, they get other people's spiritual beliefs imposed upon them, and it makes a shift in their mindset and also a shift in their DNA, because they spiritually, they're disconnected. And this is important. You know, you're probably saying, okay, what's all of this got to do with personal freedom and collective freedom? Well, if you don't know yourself and the origin of yourself and your self patterns, then you can't develop to your fullest potential. And the key word there, potential. You want to be able to develop to your potential. The best way to develop to your fullest potential is to be connected to yourself and understanding who you are, the nature of yourself, the things that you need to know how to do in terms of human interaction, things that you need to know how to do in terms of, some of us we call it having good manners, stuff like that. But, I mean, you know, these are important things, because if you're going to be involved, and it's the theme of this show, Home-Based Business 101, dealing with people and dealing with business, you're going to have to be self-confident. Again, the key word, self. Well, to be self-confident, you got to know self. And you got to know the limitations of self. You got to know how far you can go with certain things. So, but, you know, being involved with business means you deal with people. You deal with people, so now you're dealing with yourself, and then you're also dealing with that collective self that I talked about, that collective freedom, from personal freedoms to collective freedom. How do people interact together to achieve a greater freedom that allows each person's personal freedom to flourish and blossom? Not low self-worth. You know, I mean, society in whole does a great job of beating up on people. And we in business, we need to be able to lift up on people, being able to make sure that our interactions with people are inspiring and motivating. Because if you got inspired customers, they will come back and back and back and back and back to do business with you, because you develop that long-term relationship, which is key and important in terms of having a long-term relationship with people. So those are some of the key areas in understanding self, which will help you with dealing with your personal freedom. Knowledge of the human nature or human makeup, the knowledge and the origins of oneself, the knowledge of nature, of patterns, and the environments in which we live, and the knowledge of creation or the knowledge of God. So it's very, very important. To know oneself is to know that all people, as from us came, all, and to us all will return. You know, we need to know that, you know, hey, there is no superior or inferior. So it's not about collectively coming together to put somebody down. It's about how do we lift people up. Lift people up, build people up, lift people up. That's so, so important. Lifting people up and building people up. Or as a person used to say in another business that I was involved in, they had a book called Pushing People Up. Had a whole philosophy around pushing people up. So when you have that as a core base of how you deal with yourself, then you'll have positive interactions with other people. When you have those positive interactions, that leads to you being able to push forward for greater self-development. You know, part of a lot of times what we talk about in business is personal development and self-development. Well, this is all part of that, studying oneself, studying nature. I would suggest to everybody in business, you know, to study the animals, watch what they do. I'm out this morning as I'm doing the show, listening to the birds chirp, watching the squirrels run around, being observing them, even watching the ants that are crawling around some close to me and just trying to keep them away from me. I don't want to get bit by none of these big old ants, but just looking at them and watching their patterns, studying their patterns. And when you do that, believe me, it will really help you a lot with your business, because you'll get a different perspective of how you see the environment. And we move in a spiritual environment. I don't care what your personal religious belief is, we move in a spiritual environment. There is a force, a spiritual force in this universe that moves everything. Let's make these leaves on this tree that I'm looking at this morning green. Made the tree be able to grow and still be there. I don't know how long this tree might have been here, but it's been here for quite some time. you know, probably before, way before I was even born. So there's, you know, there's a spiritual force that moves things throughout the universe. And people give it all different kind of names, because the whole thing of what the armies did when people conquered people, they gave people, the conquerors always imposed their religion, their definition of how this universe worked. But the people, the indigenous people that held on to their own internal beliefs, that's what helped them be able to rise up against the people that was oppressing them. Those that ended up praying to the same God as the oppressor have the hardest time getting the oppressor off their back because they believe in the same God. And that's, you know, their prayers do not get answered because they're praying to the wrong spiritual force, because the spiritual force that they had before being conquered, they no longer acknowledge. These are just true spiritual facts of life. It has nothing to do with one's personal religion or whatever. It's just that, hey, can you make a tree grow? I ain't talking about just putting the seed down in the ground and make it grow, but the first tree, how to get here. You know, the things that are going on that we see that are around, the rivers, the oceans, the mountains, you know, how did they get here? Us, human beings, how did we get here? And when we understand that there's something more powerful than ourselves, and, you know, you can give whatever name you want to call it. The most important thing is not the name that you call it, but recognizing the existence so that you can tap into that spiritual energy. And when you tap into that spiritual energy, your business will really, really flourish, because you'll be more in tune to making sure you're always doing what's best for the customer, doing what's right, avoiding what's wrong, and staying away from unscrupulous people. Because that's another problem that you can run into, especially if you're in network marketing companies. You know, it just seems that for some reason they get some unscrupulous people that find their way to make a bunch of money they should not be allowed to be able to do. But in most of the cases, that if the company doesn't have a great watchdog watching and scrutinizing them, they get away with murder. But that's a whole other topic for another show, too. But I hope you're getting the point. I'm just trying to establish a basis for this thing I call personal freedom. Personal freedom. And be careful what you pray for, people. You pray for personal freedom and you get personal freedom, and then sometimes you confuse it with, well, you know, I wanted personal freedom, but I didn't think it would be like this, you know, because, you know, maybe I should have stayed on my job. You know, well, hey, you asked for it, you got it. Appreciate the personal freedom that you got. It means you're going to have limitations on certain things that you used to do when you weren't personally free. That's the key to understanding it. And when you understand that, then you'll see that the good outweighs what you think is the bad. Because the first thing in business is learning how to adjust and build your business to the point that it becomes profitable. And sometimes it takes a while for it to become profitable. And when you have those hard times, you think about, when I had a job, you know, I've been able to pay this bill like this. Well, you don't have a job no more. You gave that up for your personal freedom. Enjoy your personal freedom. Thank God that whatever you might be going through, you're not outdoors, you're not homeless. It could be worse. Whatever it is you're going through, it could be worse. And I just said it to say, you know, to find another way to try to encourage people when they hit tough times. Because when you fight for personal freedom, it enables you to do things that you couldn't do when you didn't have personal freedom. It's important to recognize, catch the moment, so that you can understand limitations that you had when you did not have personal freedom. And again, this is about the manifestation of freedom. And freedom has two, to me, there's two aspects of freedom. There's personal freedom and collective freedom. And that's okay. Now, all right, well, Baba Jahi, what's collective freedom? Collective freedom is how we're able to move as a group of people. But in order for us to even get the collective freedom, cannot have collective freedom without having people that's part of the collective that have achieved personal freedom. Because they will hold a group back. You want to work on a group project, you need to have people that have achieved personal freedom as a part of that project. People that haven't achieved that personal freedom yet, they always is going to have a problem. Because they're not free in their own minds. And so they're not going to let the group be free. That's just real. Alrighty here. Got a few more minutes left. And what I want to do, I want to close the last part of the show out again with basically the theme that we have here, which is Home-Based Business 101. And Home-Based Business 101, and this show was initially created because part of the collective freedom that we have living in this country is that the government set up a system for home-based business owners to be able to, that you wouldn't have if you was not a home-based business owner. And I want to point some of those out again, as I normally do. You know, most business owners' operating costs are 100% tax deductible. The operating costs. The bottom line answer is that they're normally 100% tax deductible. The cost of starting your home-based business, promotional materials, product samples, meeting attendance, internet access fees, special phone services, fax lines, lead lists, website fees, 800 numbers, printing costs, briefcase, business cards, home office furnishings, all can be 100% tax deductible if they're used 100% for the business. Another key one in there is your house. Your house is not 100% tax deductible because you don't use 100% of your house for business. And I would definitely tell people, you're doing your taxes, don't put down your use. I would say don't put down use more than 40% of your house for business. You might get away with 50%, but it's important so that if you drew up a blueprint of your house, what portions of the house is being used for business and business purposes exclusively. When you do that, then you can write a portion of that off. But these are the laws that are on the books. Congress has added a new, well, they haven't added a new law, but the IRS added a new provision to the home-based business tax code on their own for the auditors, and that's about people having a business plan. Before that, all you had to do was to make sure that you could show that you work your business 4 to 5 hours a week or 45 minutes a day. Something that most people in America are clueless on. And this is important why, for those of us that have that personal freedom as we work towards helping more people get involved with collective freedom, that we let people understand these rules, that they exist, how they exist, why they exist, and how they can take advantage of them. Well, let me use a better word. How they can apply the rules to their life. And I don't want people to think, you know, we're taking quote unquote advantage of the government. No. We're using the rules or the laws that they created for the betterment of our lives. That's what you're doing. And it's your right as a taxpaying citizen to use these rules to work in your best interest. Another big tax write-off is your automobile. It's a huge, huge another tax write-off that can usually help a person get an extra $3,000 to $5,000 back on their taxes. And I say to everybody all the time, you know, with that and the other home-based business write-offs, most people are losing about $9,000 in taxes a year. If you make $50,000, you're losing about $9,000 in taxes a year if you don't have a home-based business. That is a statistic and a fact, not a Baba Jahi fact, but just a statistic and a fact based on medium incomes and those people that have a home-based business or people that file a Schedule C tax return along with their regular 1040 tax return. It was able to write off some type of home-based business activity, whether it was Avon, Mary Kay, It Works, Legal Shield, Surge 365, which, you know, different network marketing companies, or if you have your own lawn care business, or maybe you have your own tutoring business. Maybe you run a daycare. Maybe you're a hairstylist. Any type of business that you conduct from out of your home qualifies as a home-based business. I also suggest that when you get an ENI number for your business, because it's important to be able to show that you're running your business like a business. You know, if we're going to participate in the rules that the government has set up, then we got to know the rules so that we can make sure we know how to apply them to our lives so that they can be used in our best interest. That's very, very important. Use the rules in your best interest. And with that, that will enable you to take advantage of some personal freedom options that you normally are not able to take advantage of, and should, in most cases, put more money back into your household economy and budget so that you can do more things with your family and your loved ones, which is another part of personal and collective freedom, being able, you know, all people, you know, freedom goal and objective is to be able to do more things with their family and their loved ones. You know, it's, I think that's an important goal, but that's my own personal opinion. Some people don't like doing stuff with their family for whatever reason. I don't know. But anyway, I won't get into that. But that's another part, like I said, that personal freedom option is knowing your business options. Knowing if I'm going to go in business for myself, what are the options that I have? What are the things that I can do my business become profitable, can help me earn a living through the nature of conducting my business. All right. I'm getting ready to wrap up here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today as we talk about the manifestation of freedom. And you can go to we have a Facebook page, Home-Based Business 101 Facebook page. You can go there and you can click like so that we can increase how we can promote on Facebook through our Home-Based Business 101 page. And I listed all of last week's shows and the week before shows on that page the other day. So previous shows that you might have missed, you can also tune into them from that Facebook page. And we're going to be doing a lot with that page to help have our listeners to be able to become more engaged in what we're doing. So again, we thank you for tuning in. This has been Baba Jahi here on Blog Talk Radio, Home-Based Business 101. Been a great morning. I hope you have a great Sunday. Hope you enjoy your day. I hope you enjoy your day with family, friends, and other people. And so you have a prosperous day. And to remember those things about self, that the important, four important things to know about self, again, knowledge of human nature and its makeup, knowledge of the origin of oneself, knowledge of nature, her patterns, and the environment in which we live, and knowledge of creation or knowledge of God. Till next time, this has been Baba Jahi. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. God bless.